from the Lakeside Newsroom of the Henrico Citizen. Your hometown news source since 2001. This is the Henrico News Minute with publisher Tom Lapis.
Henrico County pushes back on a Census Bureau population estimate, and a popular Henrico restaurant is closing this month. We'll tell you about those stories and more in today's Henrico News Minute. It's Monday, March 18th, 2024. It's brought to you today by Speech Connections.
And now for the news.
Well, last week we told you about a U.S. Census Bureau report that concluded Henrico County had grown by an estimated 207 residents in 2023, a number that may have seemed low to many people. Well, it did seem low to Henrico County Manager John Vitolkis and other county officials who say the county actually grew by more than 5,100 residents last year. The original estimate placed Henrico 81st out of the 83 Virginia localities that the Census Bureau said experienced population growth last year, at least in their estimation. But the county's figure would place Henrico second among all Virginia localities in population growth. Vitolkis told the Citizen, quote, "It doesn't surprise me that you get a result like this from a federal agency, because in the past month, I can't tell you how many complaints we've gotten in here about the Postal Service," end quote. County officials now are working to have the Census Bureau's figures updated, according to Vitolkis. The annual Census Bureau population estimates are used for federal funding allocations, among several other uses. You can read much more about this topic right now on our website, henricocitizen.com. At its meeting last week, the Henrico Board of Supervisors approved a mixed-use development in Highland Springs. It will include a community center, early childhood education center, 22 townhomes, an office building, a playground, and two buildings with 45 apartments. It'll be located at East Washington Street and North Airport Drive. The complex will be owned by the Maggie Walker Community Land Trust, and the townhomes will be sold to qualifying low and moderate income owners. The apartments will be operated by the Richmond YWCA and the Children's Home Society of Virginia. Supervisors also approved a Henrico Planning Commission study that could potentially lead to the expansion of the Tuckahoe Creek Park Trail Network through the addition of another boardwalk. And today begins a four-day process for the Henrico Board of Supervisors reviewing the county's proposed budget for fiscal year 2024-25. During the process, the board will hear from agency leaders who will discuss more in depth their department's anticipated budgets and efforts in the coming fiscal year. The meetings are open to the public, but there is no opportunity for comment. All sessions will be held in the county manager's conference room at the Henrico Western Government Center's administration building. You can view the anticipated schedule this week right now on our website, henricocitizen.com. Longtime West End restaurant Nick's Roman Terrace, located in the Westland Shopping Center along West Broad Street, is closing at the end of this month. The restaurant first opened in 1975. You can read more about its history and the owner's decision to end its run right now on our website, henricocitizen.com, from our partners at WTVR TV6. Funding for several projects that will impact Henrico County was part of federal legislation that averted a partial government shutdown earlier this month. The $467.5 billion government shutdown settlement will fund federal departments. It also includes $148 million for Virginia-specific projects secured by Senators Mark Warner and Tim Kaine. Among those, $2 million for the Better Housing Coalition to construct 106 affordable rental units as part of the Carter Woods 3 development in Eastern Henrico, $1.67 million for YMCA of Richmond to build residential housing and provide services for domestic violence survivors in the Richmond region, $500,000 for the Capital Region Airport Commission's apron construction project, which will build a new aircraft apron to enable the airport to relocate two areas of current general aviation operations to a consolidated state-of-the-art area on the east side of the airfield, and $30,000 for Richmond Metropolitan Habitat for Humanity to conduct emergency home renovations and accessibility modifications and to assist households with small payments necessary to allow for additional repairs. Speech Connections offers pediatric speech therapy services at their office in Henrico in daycares, preschools, private schools, public schools, and via teletherapy. Their dynamic team provides individualized and family-centered speech therapy services for toddlers, preschoolers, school-aged children, and adolescents. When you work with Speech Connections, you get a team that is ready to provide the highest standard of care while collaborating with families and other professionals. To learn more, visit speechconnections.net or call 804-672-8588.